Right, we made it. Wow. So I'm 12 minutes after the game started, but it's all good. No one scored. Whew. I've had to walk up about 8 flights of stairs to get here. I'm right at the top. And actually there's a net kind of almost blocking the view, but it's all good. I tell you what, my entry was fine compared to loads of the Sporting fans who were basically outside trying to get in with their tickets. Huge crowds that couldn't get in. They're really naturally very upset. Alright, let's catch my breath. But look, here we are at the Estadio José Alvalade, my first time here to see the league champions. Victor Jokeres is starting, all the stars are starting. It's a strong lineup. They want to end the season with a win. So yeah, let's get it. That didn't take long. I've been here 5 minutes and there's already a penalty. Trincao getting into the box, doing really well to like skip through the defenders. I thought he should have shot, to be honest. He didn't, and then in the end he was fouled, so they've been awarded a penalty. I guess this will go to VAR, something I've not seen a lot of in real life, so we'll see how long that takes, but at the moment the fans are pleased with that. Looks like Pedro Gonzalez is going to take it. He's going over to the screen. It's not what the fans want to see. This usually only means one thing. All right, here comes the ref. That is a very new one for me. The referee announced in the stadium what his decision was. I mean, I couldn't understand it, but no penalty. I guess he said the player got the ball, so he'll restart with that uncontested drop ball. Fans obviously not happy, but there you go. Well, something new for me and a bit of drama early on. 20 minutes played. I've only been here for just under 10. But yeah, a good start. Scramble as Pedro Gonzalez tries to get a ball in the back of the net, but it's just too crowded. Sporting on the attack though. I think there's another VAR check for this time a potential penalty for Sporting. And he's going to go and look at the monitor. How funny. 5 minutes after the incident where he looked at the monitor to discount a Sporting penalty, he's now going to the monitor to look at giving one. Maritza put in a cross and the Shav's defender, well, potentially put his hand up to block it. We'll see in just a few minutes. I don't know what they're chanting. They chanted that last time and it was potentially a penalty. Is it someone's name? I can't work it out. Here he comes, gonna be another announcement.
Não pode ser que isso vai, Pernão.
This time it is a penalty. What a strange series of events. And Jokeres will take it. He's ready to go. Just need a ref to blow his whistle. There it is. To see a Victor Jokeres goal, maybe not a penalty, but there you go. The crowd are happy. I think they deserve the lead. They've been playing really well. Let's hope for a few more goals. Come on. Great chance. Jokeres cuts back for Trincão just outside the 6-yard box on his right foot. Puts it over the bar. Very close to the second. Good football this boy. Enjoyed that one. Victor Jokeres again. Forget not to bother trying to speak for the first 30 seconds after a goal at a stadium like this. But no, great goal, Victor Jokeres again. This time, not about the finish, about the build-up. Great build-up between him, Trincão, and actually Esgaio, and I think Morita as well, are all involved. Great build-up. Got Victor Jokeres the ball in the 6-yard box, and he does what he does best. Found a way to put the ball in the back of the net.
Thank you.
first half hat trick. How about that from the big man? Wow. And that was a good goal. It was actually a really interesting goal because Shavs have one of their only attacks of the game so far. A game where they put the ball down the channel into the right wing and Ignacio made a great tackle. Now, Sporting went straight up the other end of the pitch and did exactly the same thing with Nuno Santos putting the ball down the channel for Gyökeres. The difference being Gyökeres is a monster, cut inside and scored. But could there be a twist? For the third time in the game, the ref's going to VAR. I'm not sure what this is for. It could be a foul in the build-up. That tackle from Ignacio during Shavs' attack seemed strong, but it seemed fair. They might have found a foul in the build-up. We'll see. All right, here comes the ref. That's not a popular decision. It was a foul in the build-up, no goal. And Shavs actually have a free kick right next to the Sporting box. What a shame. No first half hat trick for the operators. Although I think there's a few minutes left, but what a shame. Oh, it might be, I'm not sure. Basically, Shavs was saying up to take that corner. Say the free kick, excuse me, all their players in the box, suddenly a Sporting player fell to the ground and then the ref blew his whistle. I cannot see what happened for me. I cannot see what happened for the life of me. It's the other end of the pitch, behind the net. He's shown a yellow card to a Sporting player, I think. I have no idea. I don't see anyone walking up the pitch, so I don't think it's a red card. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of watching the game behind the net, to be honest, but what can you do? Unless. Is he telling someone to get off the pitch? He is. Someone is walking off the pitch. A Shavs player is walking off the pitch. I cannot tell you who it is, but I think that is a red card. And Shavs already 2-0 down, already relegated against the league champions. We've had a player sent off. Wow. He's not going very quickly. Junior Pius, the man who's been sent off. What a strange. I've got no idea what happened. Must have been something like an elbow in the face or something. Anyway, excuse my French, but Shavs are fucked. Half time, there you go. Just a four at half time. If you're Moreno, the Shavs manager, what do you say to your team at half time? Already relegated, 2-0 down, with a player sent off on the last game of the season. There's literally nothing you can say to your players. You can't say play for pride because, well, they're already relegated. You can't say play for the fans because there are literally zero Shavs fans in this stadium. And it's like the game's literally over. What can he say to him? Anyway, it's all about Sporting, really. They've played brilliant so far. So, yeah, looking forward to the second half. All right. Sporting not having to sit on the lead, I brought on Paulinho, the man that's guaranteed to score. Let's do it. Second half's about to start. They had a nice presentation at halftime, I think, for some of the Modelladads who won trophies or something, which is nice to see. They got a big cheer and got to lift the trophy in front of all the fans, which is nice. But yeah, ready for the second half to go. First chance of the second half goes to Shavs. Almost scored, headed far to post. But no goal. What a comeback that would be, by the way. Can't see it happening, but. Wow, really great opportunity for Shavs. And the Shavs number 9, and forgive me, I don't know his name, doing his best Victor Yokeres impression. Big tall striker, gets the ball on the wing, does really well to beat two Sporting defenders, gets into the box, into the byline, and cuts back for his teammate to shoot, somehow goes over the bar. But Shavs have actually had two chances to score in the second half already. Interesting. Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Is that a song for Paulinho only? That is a fucking banger. To add to the series of hits we've heard today and to add to the series of goals we've seen today, Sporting spur of the night from Paulinho, the sub at half time. Comes on and scores. Good little goal, actually. I can't quite work out the words, but it's something to do with Paulinho. Anyway, good goal. nice build up, and it was a good volley, left footed or half volley from Coligno. And I think Luis Neto is going off, and from the way the players are hugging him, it's either he's retiring or leaving the club. Yeah, he's been clapped off by all the players. Definitely his last game for the club. I don't know whether his last game ever as a professional. Really nice moment. He's getting a great ovation. Almost Gyökeres' hat trick, but not quite. A looping header, and looks like it might just catch the keeper off the target, but he got back in time.
Thank you.
That's what I came to see, my man Marcus Edwards on the pitch. I've never watched him play live before. Years of watching him in Portugal on the telly. It's my first time. He's going to play about 20 minutes, I think. But yeah, it'd be nice to see Marcus get a goal. That'd be cool. Wow, that's one item ticked off the bucket list. I've just seen Paulinho do a pirouette on the ball. The man can do everything. Wow. Almost a goal for Sporting as well, almost. I'm not sure you had the chance, but it was a good cutback into the box. Just missed, but more good football from the house. Fireworks are out. Suddenly loads of pyrotechnics in the home end. Definitely a party atmosphere in here. No idea how someone has managed to get a 5 minute long fireworks display into the stadium. Amazing. Paulinho could have got a second there. More lovely build-up from Sporting. Marcus Edwards, Nuno Santos into Paulinho. It's a free shot on goal. Left foot across the goal. But the keeper makes a good save. 10 minutes left here. Let's see if we can get at least another goal to send the fans home even more happy. Thank you. Okay, that made me laugh. 2 minutes of stoppage time. We've literally played, but there's been probably about 12 minutes of stoppages in this half alone. But obviously they've realised that there's no need for stoppage time. Which I'm grateful for, because I'm hungry and I want to go eat something. And I think everyone's supposed to get on with the trophy presentation, which is going to be fun after this. Yeah, both teams pretty much winding down the clock here. 2 minutes to go. Let's see if we get another goal. About 10 seconds of the 2 minutes anyway. Time, very enjoyable game, fun atmosphere here in the stadium, the fans enjoyed that, and now the players are going to lift the trophy. I'm not entirely sure why they haven't already, but there we go, this should be enjoyable. Man of the match to Vitsiokaris, who else? Player of the season, really, for the whole league, let alone Sporting.
Yeah!
I think the sporting players are going to be presented one by one with their league winners' medals. That's all the players out now, I think. Captain Kovacic came out last. The managers have come out, the staff have come out, all the players have come out. The players are on the stage, ready to lift the trophy. It's a moment they've been waiting for all season, a moment that they really deserve. And it's great to see that literally every single person has waited in the stadium, because the game ended almost an hour ago now. And everyone has waited, ready to watch their team lift the trophy. I think it's going to be a great moment.
Thank you.
celebrations at the Swansea Stadium. It's a great moment for the fans, great moment for the players, and a privilege really to be here to watch them celebrate their league title, and a great way to end my day. So I have one more game tomorrow, a very special one. So this podcast isn't ending. I'm going to finish watching the celebration, go get something to eat, head back and get ready to do it again all tomorrow. So I'll see you soon.